But what is Moorish man? Not man, Moorish man. We're Moorish mammon.
Yep.
We're Moorish men. But this is about magazine on RTR. Aloha, this is Moorish Mag 92.1. Jim, and co-hosting today is Tony. How you going, Tony?
Yeah, good, Jimbo. Good to be back on board with Moorish Mag.
Yes, and my guest on my right, sitting in front of the light, Dennis Eggington.
Hello, Jimbo, and Tonj to Moorish Kudjil Marmans.
Well, Moorish Mag, the final show for the year, and I don't know whether we're excited or not, but it is that time of the year where we have a bit of a break.
Well, yeah, I wish I could get a break. It's shopping and spending and shopping and spending and working and working, so it's...
But brother, you've got plenty of money. That's
yeah, oh no, my that's an advantage. Sake, listen to the richest Noongar in town.
I don't know about you, but Tony...
Sorry, Noddy.
Tony's got a lot of money.
Don't know about that, Jimbo, but yeah, no, it is a busy time this time of the year, and you can see that by travelling on the roads this morning, people are out early and about and trying to get to the shops and buy their presents and doing the last minute rush, and the roads are busy.
Good. Sadly, Nick's not with us today, and your sorry time for him, funeral in Bunbury, but seems to be a weekly occurrence that we're burying our old people, so it is a bit sad time of the year. But a good time of the year for some people who might take a break and a holiday and do whatever you need to do, which is Christmas time, whatever people do at Christmas time. Sometimes I wonder why. But it is the final show for the year. We're going to be playing some Christmas songs.
Yeah, well done. That's good. That's good. I hope we got some Noongar Christmas songs or some Aboriginal Christmas songs.
We have.
But it is a time for family, Jimbo.
It's time to
join back and reconnect with your family. It's sad that if you're a family that comes together only at Christmas time, because children and grandchildren are the most wonderful thing. So I'm just encouraging everyone to get out there, love your family, enjoy yourself with your family this Christmas, your mob.
That's it, because we've had a lot of sadness and a lot of trauma this year. We don't want to talk about all the sad things that have happened this year, but we'll talk about some of the highlights, perhaps. Some of the low lives.
Well, we could turn a thing that we thought was bad into something very good.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, so to our listeners at RTRFM, a big shout out. Happy holidays for you all. This is Moorish Mag, last show for the year. Big shout out to our listeners at Noongar Radio. And yes, again, to our Noongar Radio listeners, last show for the day. It's kind of sad. And Great Southern FM, Albany, it's our last show for the year. So a big shout out to our listeners on RTR country, would ya? Noongar Radio, Budja, and Menang Budja, in Albany.
Down in Albany, to all the Albany mob down there, all them Noongars down there, the Colbungs and the Williamses and the Coins and the Pennies and...
No, you'll keep going now.
How many hours in brother?
Now, if you've missed anybody, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, you mob.
And what about the Gatanning mob and the mob around Perth? Who are we saying hello to today? The Kickets,
the Hansons, the Haywards, the Wards, Eadses.
Abrahams,
thinking of them today.
Thinking of
Kellys.
Them.
Mm. Big shout out to the Kelly family. Mm. A bit of sadness down in Bunbury. So that's that time of the year. But so, as I said, we're going to be playing some Christmas songs. And coincidentally, someone dropped off some music for us this week. So we'll hear some of that. Josie Boyle.
Rest in peace, Josie.
Yeah, Josie. Been on the show. Has even brought her guitar in to the studio here. So this is going to be a great moment for us. And coincidentally talking to Wendy Boyle in Kalgoorlie today, the daughter. And, So Moorish Mag, if you haven't tuned in before, so it's a program on good news stories for our First Nation people. We're sick of sad news stories. We're sick of bad news stories, and that's what RTRFM's all about. We've got great supporters here at RTRFM.
Yeah, absolutely,
Dennis.
Yeah. And thank you to all of them throughout the whole year, Jim, supporting the radio station. Simon here looking after the show, so we can't go wrong.
No, we can't go wrong. Very vocal about the referendum, very vocal about First Nation issues, very vocal about acknowledging First Nation issues. I think it's probably the only radio station in Western Australia that acknowledges country every morning.
Well, it's solid. That's the footage. Yeah.
Professor Richard Wally.
Yes.
And our brother who does radio here, Nick Abraham.
Yep.
They do a great job every morning. Look, we're going to kick off with a little song from Josie Boyle. Great fond memories of a lovely lady who did a lot in Perth, working with our Noongar people, a Wangai lady.
Her and the late Kathy Trimmer too. Oh. Those two were two Murritjoor.
Yes, and so we'll be touching on some good news stories from the year through, and perhaps talking about some individuals that we haven't seen for a while too, Den. I mean, and the work you've done over the years. Den, got to congratulate you for all your hard work you've been doing in First Nations people and your many years working in the Aboriginal Legal Service. You've been a real role model for us, a real warrior for our Noongar people. So it's really great and a pleasure to have you on our final show for the year.
Yeah, finally let me on at the last show. That's good, Jimmy.
Hang on. Well, you've been on the show before. let's go to Josie Boyle's
song.
Yeah,
let's go to Josie. Yeah.
And then come back and talk to you a little later.
That was Christmas Nullarbor Heartbreak by Josie Boyle.
Oh, fond memories, eh? She used to come to a lot of our events. Being a stolen person, our Mount Margaret Mission, and a lot of our talking here has been about Stolen Mob with Nick Abraham and his mum stolen, my parents stolen, and brother boy here who's stolen. Yeah. A lot of work needs to be done into this area, Dennis. And congratulations again, too, for, not so much for your work at ALS, because you've been there a long time and you've been getting lots of recognition for that over the years, and I have been very supportive of you. We here at RTRFM have acknowledged the work you've done at ALS.
Yeah, I know you have.
But chair now, the new chairman role, what's that all about?
Well, I think that the last part of my life I want to try to continue to unite Noongar, to have a Noongar nation, to have a Noongar estate. I see that the central services, which were our land council, which were our rally calls for land rights in the 70s and 80s, and I see that morphing into our Noongar nation and our corporations outside being united and operating very separately as individual groups within our nation. And I think it's going to cement Noongar together like you've never seen before. That's what I can see as a possible future.
Right. That sounds like a redemption song, you know. Let's go to a redemption song. But before we go to do that, you know, I mean, yeah, I just, that's a breath of fresh air when you're talking Noongar Nation, because I think we've done that a lot of times over the years.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's ever been mentioned. I don't think it's been on the cusp of what we're talking about with the six regional corporations.
No, it's closer than ever.
Wow.
Very close.
I'm just inspired now.
Just that really needs something and all of us to pull together just to get this one over the line, because this is the future. This is like forever for us. It's a forever concept of Noongar Nation and us being, our self-governing nation with the corporations looking after their own sovereign areas within the Noongar Nation. So I think we're on a great step forward if we can all pull together, right?
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? For us coming together, having the same, being on the same page, on the same line even as to how moving forward. So Noongar Nation is a great way to commence, discussions in the new year. And I'm looking at Tony now, because his role on regional council. So you're both here on regional council work, and I'm feeling a little bit left out now. You as chair of the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council, new chair, that's great. And Tony on my left here, Carrie, tell us about that role. And where does Carrie fit in?
Carrie was formerly known as the Southwest Pajara Group, and I've been in that space working as a member of the group for the last 15 to 16 years, and now I'm sitting on the board of Carrie Carrick, and giving it a traditional name for the region, and you know, acknowledging all the Carrie Carrick trees that we have down in our part of our nation, and it's just so beautiful being down there. So, you know, again, we're about the membership. We're there to support our members, our community, and enhance and innovate the work that we need to do. And as Dennis said, we need to be united, and we need to be walking together in that same space. We get one go at this, and we need to make sure that we all support each other and we're looking after each other as we go on this journey together.
Yeah, stay locked into 92.1 RTR-FM. If you've got a message for us, even if it is a Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, 0405 921 921. So it's good to be sitting in between two regional corporation people and South West Aboriginal Land and Sea Council. And what's that redemption song you wanted, Dennis?
Oh, look, it's an original Bob Marley one, but I think we're going to have one of our own mob sing it this time.
Bobby McLeod.
Bobby McLeod, the Black Scotsman. The Black Scotsman.
Great, Bobby McLeod, you and Rec Bay, I reckon. No longer with us, one of our early musicians. It's great stuff. What do you think of that, Tony? It's the first time you heard it, eh?
Oh, yeah, it's a good beat. You know, you can just
redemption.
Tap the feet and get into it. But, yeah, no, it's always the first time.
Good message, redemption. I think it's a big message to our mob. You know, this is the end of a difficult time for us. So let's redeem ourselves in 2024 and think beyond the bad stuff we've had this year and think about the good stuff and think about the challenges we have in the future. Now, sitting between two same mob here, Haywood mob, and thinking, the challenges are to pull our mob together, and love the language that Dennis Eggington is using around Noongar Nation, that is really lifting my spirit already. So the redemption song is all about, I don't know what Gunja means, but Tony knows all about Gunja. But it's about getting over the bad stuff, getting over and getting into the new stuff. So that's what Christmas is all about, eh?
Is that the medicinal stuff you're talking about, new stuff?
Is there cannabis medicinal stuff? I don't know.
I'm sure there is, Jimbo.
Okay, so when Bobby McLeod sings, it's about all of his heartache, you know, the years of trauma that he experienced, and getting that song out. I mean, that was just, I love that song, and I'd probably play it every week if I could, but, you know.
The champ, Bobby McLeod, rest in peace, Kev Carmody. I mean, you're talking about our poets, you're talking about our storytellers,
true.
You're talking about those that take our culture and our language forward and our spirit forward. So, well done, Bobby McLeod. Just very quickly, Jimbo, he got murdered. My mate Gavin Mooney with his wife, mental health issues, and we throw our mental health people just out to the wolves. It's a terrible state. But anyway, he took Bobby McLeod over to Scotland to meet all of his Scottish McLeods. So, we had one of our countrymen go across and meet where his name comes from, the McLeod clan.
Wow. So that was all about redemption too.
Great
song. And of course, it's Christmas, so we're playing a few Christmas songs. And you heard earlier Josie Boyle, Lovely Lady, Rest in Peace, with the Christmas Nullarbor Heartbeat. And now we're going to hear one of our old favourites too. It's a great song. I like the song, but the artist has sort of slipped back a little. She hasn't done a lot of music, and we'll play her version of Drummer Boy, and you can tell me then who it is. Let's go. Drummer Boy.
You're listening to Mudditch Mag, an original RTR-FM show, replayed on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM Albany.
Well, Christina Arnoux, Torres Strait Islander Girls, singing one of my favourites, Christmas songs. Tonji, what do you reckon?
No, it's got a wonderful beat, and tell you what, it just gets you into the Christmas spirit, doesn't it?
Those Torres Strait drums just beating
there. Yeah. What? So my guest, Dennis Eggington, is with me today. Feeling quite honoured to have your brother boy here, Tony.
Yeah, no, it's good to have another part of the family, you know, the Underwood Haywood mob.
Underwood clan.
Ooh.
Well, It's like just one mob taking over RTRFM. You know, like we're all Katanning mob, eh?
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Jamie, big shout out to your dear uncles. Thank you from the fullness of my heart for all that you do. It makes a big difference. Grateful for your talent, skills, connections and your voices. Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, give you a big buff head. Like, I've already got a big buff head. So a big shout out to our listeners and also Jada. Hope you're doing well. Hope your voice gets better and you're back on track. And I guess a big congratulations to you. Doing something quite different next year. I won't let the cat out of the bag, though. I guess somebody will soon. So that's a good feel, Jada. That's lovely to hear from you and the work you're going to be doing or the study you're going to be doing. It's Jodie Hoffman's daughter.
It's a whopping big job, isn't it?
Oh, whopping big job. It's whopper.
I didn't say that. I just said it's a whopping big job ahead.
And a big shout out to Brianna Yaron too. She graduated this week from...
Good on you, Brianna.
And doing some work in
well done.
Legal. And a big shout out to mum and great parents, Peter and Dorothy. They had a wedding anniversary this week.
Wow. Yep.
Big shout out to Uncle Pete and Only Dot.
Yes. Mm. Again, a big shout out to our listeners, Noongar Radio, Great Southern FM, and of course our regular listeners here on RTR FM. So we're playing a few Christmas songs, and we've played already something from Josie Boyle, Rest in Peace, and Christy Nanu, all the way from Torres Strait.
And Bobby McLeod.
And Bobby McLeod. So what's been the biggest thing for you this year, Tony?
Oh, the biggest thing for me, Jim, I guess, really is... heading off to Canada and spending 2 weeks in Canada and learning more about the First Nations people there and really immersing myself into learning more about the Indian residential schools and the impact and the profound effect it's had on the First Nations people of Canada, and seeing how those similar practices were implemented here throughout Australia and Western Australia, and acknowledging that I learned a lot more about the Industrial Schools Act, and I encourage people to make it their business to read that and have a look at it, because they're the same practices that have impacted the Commonwealth countries around where children were taken away, both First Nations and non-Indigenous people, and that profound effect has had a huge ripple effect right around the globe.
Yes, we're not alone. I mean, the removal of children was dreadful policy around the world in different places, and even my own barber, where was he from, Serbia or something, he said they took children away from Serbia. Dennis, what was the highlight of your year?
Well, just I'll say that, but that the new movie I think will bring world attention to the destruction of First Nations children around the world, and that practice of taking them away, getting rid of culture, only for one reason, to grab hold of Budja, to get hold of land. And the killing of Flower Moon, or I'm not sure if that's the correct title, the Martin Scorsese film, but that will highlight the whole lot of what's been happening to First Nations peoples across this world, removed from their families, to disconnect them from their country. But on the opposite side of that, I had a phone call from this little voice about 6 months ago saying she wanted to talk to my son, and I said, what would you want to talk to my son for, darling? And she said, I think he's my father. I've got a granddaughter who's now 14 and has only been in our life for 6 months. Myla, you are the most beautiful granddaughter. And I'm shouting out to you and Mum, and thank you for looking and taking the time to find your pop and your nan and your dad. Because we love you.
Too lovely. That's too much, hey? Too deadly. Hey, look, we're going to go to a song and talk more about some of the challenges and highlights. I mean, you were talking about a film. I want you to talk some more about that. Let's go to a song and talk more about that film, eh? Mitch Tambo, I like him a great deal, and like him even more because he sang a song with Johnny Farnham. That brings back memories, doesn't it? Do we really want to talk about The Voice? We might finish off the show today with a version of Mitch Tambo singing The Voice, because he sings in language. Yeah. A bright young star on the horizon, and, when you talk of Christine Arnoux and then Mitch Tambo in the same conversation, you can see the breadth of the talent. You know, Bobby McLeod. I mean, we play a lot on our show, Jimmy Little. And even last show we did Lionel Rose singing that song.
Pick Me Up on Your Way Down.
No,
thank you. Thank you for being you, Jimbo.
Yeah, so that's what this show is all about, RTRFM Moorish Mag. It's Moorish Marmon, and talking about, you know, some of the good things in our community and sometimes touch on the bad things, but that's what it's all about. It's radio. It's to our listeners on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. And I'm just so pleased sitting here between two Moonies here. Tony Hans Tonji on my left and Brother Dennis on my right.
I've always got your right hand side. I met Lionel Rose, the great Lionel Rose. I was at my mum's house in Scarborough.
Get out.
And a friend of ours, the late Shirley Loudon, Shirley Loudon. And she jumped out of the car, come down, because a big mob was playing cards there, some of the Wally family and Hayward family and that, all playing poker. And Shirley Loudon walks down the backyard, and I saw this man coming, and I thought, oh, my God, it can't be. It's not my hero. Because I used to do a bit of boxing when I was young.
You did? That reminds me.
And here comes my hero walking down the backyard, Lionel Rose, into my mum's house. Well, unbelievable. It was a highlight of my life.
We're talking to Dennis Eggington here, ex-ALS CEO and now Chair of the Southwest Aboriginal Land and Sea Council, and Golden Gloves by the sound of it. Were you Golden Gloves?
I won a few titles when I was very young, a long time ago, Jimbo.
So don't mess with our guest here, Dennis Eggington, on Moorish Mag, RTRFM. Don't go waiting outside for him either, because he'll go at the back door. And Todgy, well, there you go. We're playing Christmas songs, and we've just touched on Mitch Tambo. We've had Christine Arnoux and Josie Boyle, the late Josie Boyle. And good news stories. Well, what's it been the downside for you, Todgy? What's the downside? We've talked about the upside.
I think just one other thing I'd say on the good side was, you know, I had the opportunity to go to the Middle East and to Abu Dhabi and, you know, learn more about the work and that we're doing in this space, and also learn more about how we can have these tough conversations with institutions that hold our treasures and belongings. But the downside for me this year, Jim, there's no other word for it, is the referendum.
Mm.
And I think it just, you know, I was born in 67 when we were counted, and this year we were looking for a voice.
Mm. Well, sometimes you're home too, on home soil, when you're not travelling. So good to have you back.
Yeah, and it is good. And you know, when I left the Middle East to come home on the day of the referendum, the other 5,000 people from all over the world were watching to see if Australians would join in with the oldest living people and give us a voice and walk with us and not walk against us.
Yes, and we'd like to think we've matured a little, but, you know, we've been here 3,000 generations, BC. Oh, sorry, before Cook.
Before Cook.
And we've matured somewhat, but it seems that our more dominant...
He got his just desserts, didn't he?
He got a shake-up, didn't he? Hey, let's go to a song. If you just tuned in, stay locked, 92.1 RTRFM, Moorish Mag. Wherever you are, it's an island Christmas. Whether it be Aussie or Torres Strait, or don't matter where you come from, but there's Christine Arnoux, a whole album of Christmas songs, 2014.
Such a long time ago now for someone where your time goes so quick. Come on, Jimbo, you tell us your highlight of
2023. What was the highlight of? I know. I got introduced to my Irish ancestry.
Wow.
To be sure.
My sister Pat was doing some communication with a fellow by the name of Eddie Sherlock in Dublin. And, that was interesting. But prior to that, Margaret, forgetting her name, the lady from Cadogo Art House in Fremantle, came into the studio here. She's going to kill me now for forgetting her name. But, yeah, she was talking away to me, and it turns out that her grandfather and my mother's father studied at Trinity College in Dublin. They're both GPs. And, of course, the GP ended up in Nuangrup Mission. And I only saw a picture of him when I saw the book of one of your relatives, the late Eric Haywood, and the picture of the mission there, and there was my grandfather. Anyway, the story goes like this, that my mother was born and the doctor brought her into the world, Dr. Edgar Bateman, my mother's father. And there you go. St. Patrick's Day, Fremantle, Eddie Sherlock was in town.
Good Sinn Féin connections there, Jimbo.
So that's probably the highlight, hearing a song about my mother being born at Nuangrup Mission, and the whole family were taken away because mother turned out to be white, you see, and fair-skinned. So the whole family were taken from Nuangrup Mission to Moree Native Settlement. Part of the breed out the colour policy of Australia at the time, and, you know, we learned all about that, but it's probably the highlight in acknowledging now that, and thanks Joanna Robinson for coming into the studio and playing that song for me. We were both sitting in the studio here crying about our grandfathers. It was just quite emotional.
Oh, I think, Jim, to be honest and true to yourself and to really reach fulfilment, you've got to love yourself and every part of it. And for a lot of us, you know, that's the truth, is that there are non-Aboriginal people in our lives, whether it's one generation or five generations ago, but we accept that and we embrace it because it makes us who we are. And I wouldn't want you to be anyone else other than who you are, Jim Morrison.
There you go. We had Joanne on the program on the 24th of Feb, not that long ago, but time's gone so quickly. And yes, well, what I've decided to do is acknowledge my Irish ancestry now, not my Australian one. That's a bit of a tough call, isn't it? Do you really want to be Australian? Who knows?
So is there an Australia?
That explains why I like a drop of Guinness, Dennis.
Rob probably does. It probably explains why I don't drink anymore.
So you just tuned in, stay locked, 92.1 RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Albany, Minang country. Big shout out to all the Minang mob down there and all the different Noongars on Whadjuk country listening to Noongar Radio. Let's go to a song.
Kev Carmody, the lyrics of a beautiful narrative there of a young man coming into the city and obviously finding it too tough. So we've got to look after our people out there, ones on the streets and doing it tough and hard. But to be brought home and just to have the rain and the wind and finally at peace, I think, is something that we all strive for, a bit of peace in our life, Jim. And yes. Tonja, I think you probably would feel the same if you had a few more years on you, that you look for a very peaceful way in life, Tonja, and it sounds like that poor man found it only after he'd been returned home and laid to rest. So, once again, beautiful song by Kev Carmody.
Very good song there.
British Mag, if you've just tuned in, and weekly program, our last show for the year, and I'm privileged to have Dennis Eggington as a guest and co-host Tony Hansen, who we work together and spend a lot of time together and going through the issues we do every year, and that's around stolen generation issues and the trauma associated with that. So that's never far from our hearts, and you hear that sometimes here on Moonish Mag. So thank you for being part of our show this year, 2023. We're looking forward to next year. We'll come back all rejuvenated and be talking about the truth-telling and good stories associated with our community and, I guess, sometimes bad times, but it's always good times, usually, because we want to portray good imagery of our people. Sadly, you know, broader Australia doesn't see too much of good stories of our people, so we try to use this program to get some good messages out there. And we get a good response from people mostly. You get the regulars who will text in on 0405 921 921 and wish me Merry Christmas if you want to. 0405 921 921.
Merry Christmas, please.
No, I don't really want to be happy this Christmas. Oh, sorry, what am I saying? Of course I want to be merry.
You want to be merry. Happy. Yeah, happy New Year. Seasons, you can be Merry Christmas.
Yeah, season's greetings. What am I trying to say, Tony?
Oh, yes, trying to give a shout out to everybody. It's a special time of the year where everybody's happy, enjoying the break, And, you know, the kids are looking forward to seeing Santa come in a few more days, navigating throughout on that on a scale there, coming through. And so, yeah, the kids are looking forward to Santa this year. So it's a wonderful time. It's a joyful time.
Joyful time. Lots of food, lots of drink, and lots of happiness because you're associated with family.
Lots of family around.
Yeah. And let's go back to Mitch. Now, Mitch sang a song earlier. He's going to sing another song now. One of the best achievements, I think, for Mitch, because he sang with Johnny Farnham. Wow. Let's hear it. There you go, Mitch Tambo, you're the voice, without John Farnham, but never mind, I think that's a better version in singing in language.
Yes, Mudditch.
Yeah. So, Tonge and Dennis, great to have you on the show today for the final show for 2023. We'll be back in black again on the 18th of January.
No, thank you to Tonge and to yourself, Jimbo, for inviting me in. It's been wonderful to share those Christmas songs with everyone and a few memories.
And a big shout out to Nick. Hope he's travelling well down to Bunbury and all going well with family. So all those families out there, if you're suffering some grief and loss issues around loved ones, it's a bad time to have those sorts of issues. But we wish you well for 2023 and looking forward to talking with you again in 2024. Whole new world happening. So we're going to fade out the show. Well, not fade out. Sounds like I'm fading out. Let's play a bit of Black Nation to see out the show.
Yeah, just like to say goodbye to all of our listeners, RTR listeners and Noongar Radio and the Great Southern Region, and wish you all a safe and merry Christmas and enjoy each other's company, and most importantly, take care and look after each other.
Yeah, and from me as well, you mob, you take care, look after yourself. You're all Mudditch and we need you strong and healthy to drive our Noongar Nation forward, so... take care. Merry Christmas.